20, by now you have 27 house districts, some of them multi,
but why do you say that there are party subdivisions for them?
No, you said how many house
I did not say anything of the sort. I said how many of these district subdivisions are there?
Infinitive. We've heard all kinds of names.
Excuse me, Mr. Martin, could you try to restrain yourself? Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, with all due respect, if there are problems with subdivision, there are problems that exist in existing law. I don't know if this amendment is the place for you folks to try to correct those problems, and I would have no problems with the amendment.
Thank you. I withdraw my amendment. Are there objections to Mr. Gruenberg's amendment?
Wait.
Mr. Gruenberg.
Okay. I would like to add, after a subdivision, a house district subdivision.
Or a house district subdivision of a political party. Are there objections to the amendment? Mr. Davis, you wish to speak to your objection?
You don't need it.
Okay.
This is already there. A subdivision of a political party, a house district. That's part of what it is.
Do you feel we need to say house district?
No, Mr. Chair, I don't, Mr. Chair. I think this language is perfectly adequate.
All right. So then I withdraw my amendment to the amendment, and we'll leave it as typed, except for the
sounds
word
fine.
A that's here instead of the.
Sounds fine. All right, any objections to the amendment? Mr. Martin objects? Anybody else?
Wait, wait.
You want to speak, Mr. Martin?
I was really in line with your maximum limit. When we said house district, that's the lowest level I'd like to see it. But you do have other districts. You have precinct districts, 10 districts, each house district. I'd like to limit it to some degree.
I'll consider that a friendly amendment.
Mr. Chairman, just a clarification. Okay, we'll say if we just say, and I would like the commission's interpretation, say we just leave it, donating the funds to a political party. Okay, and I donate my campaign, whatever I got left over, to the House District 18 Republican Party.
That qualifies,
that qualify?
Right?
Through the chair, yes.
Okay, I think with it just...
I would like to restate my amendment to the amendment, put a period after party.
Amen.
Let's go
for it. Mr. Chairman, then we get to Representative Martin's problem, do we not?
No.
Because you would have the Mickey Mouse Republican, Mickey Mouse Democratic, let's say, the Mickey Mouse Democratic subdivision. And I thought you wanted to limit it to a geographic type deal.
Okay.
No.
Gentlemen, I'll tell you.
It does that.
I'm going to vote against this whole thing.
Okay. Then I accept that as a friendly amendment.
All right. We're going to put the period after party. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
It is defined.
Okay. Now, everybody knows what's in front of us. Donating the funds to a political party, and we know, and the legislative record will show, that that includes subdivisions of a party that are recognized by APOC.
Is that correct, Ms. Forsythe? That would include that?
Yes. That is correct.
Fine, I accept
are there objections? Are there objections to the amendment? Hearing none, amendment number 5 is adopted.
As amended.
Amendment number 6, Mr. Finkelstein, please.
Mr. Chairman, that ended the amendments to section 2 of the committee substitutes. Section 3 is the next section, and essentially amendment 6 gets rid of section 3. Section 3, what it does, which you need to understand in order to understand the effect of Amendment 6, Section 3 is an attempt to eliminate contributions from corporations and labor unions. There's also an amendment that was added in the State Affairs Committee that limits a candidate's contribution to his own campaign to $1,000. There's a later amendment to get rid of that. That's considered to be unconstitutional by most people. But the overall objective of this section, Section 3, as it begins, is just to ban contributions from corporations and labor unions. So the First Amendment's a decision whether to continue that approach.
Does anybody understand that?
No. Yeah.
Well, I can state it again real quickly if you'd like to, Chairman.
Okay.
As it stands now, any entity can contribute in campaigns. We're one of 26 or so states in the country where corporations, labor unions, political groups, call them PACs if you want, individuals, everyone can contribute. But there's also a large number of states and the federal government that ban contributions from corporations and labor unions. That's basically what this section does.
Well, where is the language that replaces all the various language about political parties and all this stuff?
It occurs in Section 3, which is the bottom of page 2, the first sentence there. It says individual group other than...
Yeah, that deletes it. I mean, it says political parties and their subdivisions. Are they now subject to the $1,000 limit? Is that the effect of what you're doing?
I'm not sure what you're looking at. The first sentence in
I'm
section...
I'm looking at page 3, line 5. It's line 4.
Well, go back to page...
I don't want to. I want to look at page 3, line 4 and ask you... All right, I'm sorry, Dave. Go back and look
that's
at
just a that's just a conforming amendment. The beginning of it is section 3, which is on page 2, line 24, that sentence. An individual or a group other than a political party or subdivision of a political party may not contribute more than $1,000 a year to a candidate. And it used to be that included businesses, corporations, labor unions.
All right, now I'll ask you again. On page 4 of line, of page 3 of line, on line 4 of page 3, it speaks to the limitation of $1,000 contributions being waived for political parties.
Well, all this is this. It used to say before this, the current law says political parties are not subject to the limitation. This just puts the word $1,000 in it as a clarifying measure.
No, this deletes the whole section.
Oh, you're going down to line 8 and 9?
All right, I'm gonna do it once more, and then we're going to
turn. Are you looking at the amendment?
Page 2, line 23 of the bill, through page 3, line 15, delete all material. Amendment number 6.
Right. As I explained, Mr.
Now, that deletes the language that I've referenced. Can you tell me what that means?
We go back to the status quo. It deletes this whole section of the bill, and the status quo...
Oh, you're not saying delete this from the statutes. You're just saying delete it from the bill.
Right.
Okay. Well, if we're deleting it from the bill, why don't we just not discuss it and move on to something that's going to be in the bill?
Well, Mr. I think this is a major policy decision.
Okay, I'm going to appoint a subcommittee.
Well, I'm for the amendment, but I think it's a major policy decision that has to be discussed at the table. Because what's in the bill right now, you have eliminated businesses, labor unions from contributing. This amendment says they still can contribute. So that's a major policy decision that we have to make. I mean, it's a discussion that should go on.
I agree very strongly. Well, guys, we're going to have to meet again on this. Mr. Grunberg, Mr. Finkelstein, and myself will try to find a way to burden you least. Would you prefer? What I'd like to do is, you know, get done with these amendments.
We only have 15 to go.
We only have, Carla, what would you suggest?
Mr. Chairman, if there's a way that I could offer some help, I've explained each of these different committee substitutes to my commission, and I think I've come to some ways of explaining it simply and easily, and if there's a way that I could participate and help do that, I would like to offer those services if appropriate.
All right. Well, what's your pleasure? Do you prefer evenings? Do you prefer... I mean, if I thought we could do it in one hearing, I'd say let's just do it Monday, but, you know... You want to have a subcommittee? What do you want to do? Max, first, and Terry?
I think we need to have an evening meeting. We'll have to have the staff check with everybody later this week, beginning next week.
Okay, I've got some pretty bad schedule things coming up. Mr. Martin?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to have one meeting where Ms. Forsyth is given the whole option of going through what we have here, because I'd really like to evaluate the commission one. I have learned to depend on them as being a very good, unbiased, and objective group who is in there for the public's interest. And of course, you know, we all know the people that get elected, and so far I think we're pretty good, not elected, but on that commission. And I think it's extremely important to hear from those who have suffered the weaknesses of the current bill, or the laws as they are now. And I'd like to have one committee hearing where we do nothing, and I will even shut up. But we just listened to Ms. Carla. And,
does it have to be the same?
I think that's going to help us a lot. To say what's relevant, what's not relevant. Because the whole thing is, from their point of view, is reform that the public feels needs to be done.
Okay, well, I will, Mr. Davis.
Well, it's hard to follow up on that one, but I totally agree with Representative Martin. It seems like it would be good to hear from Carla, because what seems like all we're trying to do is show reasons why we can't do what the reform that there was trying to be, we're trying to accomplish. So I think it would be really good to hear from her.
I think the best thing would have been to pass the original bill, but be that as it may. Ms. Wharton?
Mr. Chairman, certainly the commission has positions, but I think everyone would like to see something happen on this legislation. Mm-hmm. My intent would not to be to necessarily spend a lot of time advocating, but just to lay out simply what the options are.
We understood that you could help expedite the procedure and appreciate it. Mr. Gruber?
What I think we need to do is to ask the staff, I'd ask Mr. Hanley, to check with everybody's schedule one evening, and we'll start maybe at 7 o'clock and just go.
No, I'm not going to start at 7 o'clock. I don't mind starting at 5 o'clock and going to 7, but I'm not going to end up here till 10 o'clock at night. We're adjourned.
Whatever.
Are you going to? Are you